thought it was really cool that Drake stuck around to say hello. I mean, it's something definitely that I would have done as a young player to some of the guys I loved watching growing up. I just happened to be teammates with my favorite quarterback at the time. But that was really cool. Yeah, I'm glad. And I reached out to Drake on Instagram and told him I appreciated that. It was cool. That's a really cool moment. There's something about having that respect and deference that I just really appreciate. So I had a good conversation with Alex Van Pelt, who's the coordinator, about Drake, and they're all excited about him in the future.
Little detail there from Aaron Rodgers.
How about that?
On the McAfee Show. I talked to Alex Van Pelt.
Yeah.
They're excited about him.
They are. They better be. It's the third pick in the draft. If you're not excited about the third pick in the draft who hasn't started a game yet, then you're never excited about anybody.
Let me ask you. Do you think Alex Van Pelt really is all that excited about Drake May? It doesn't feel that way.
No.
Yeah, me either.
No, I don't think so.
I know what Rodgers is saying, and I think the Patriots, like,
Robert and Jonathan should be excited.
Yeah,
the
they should be excited.
The fans should be excited.
Mayo, I think, is excited.
Should be excited.
Yeah, Van Pelt and Wolf, they're kind of like, eh.
It's a guy anybody can hand the ball off. They don't really need a guy. Jacoby's doing a nice job not turning it over.
I don't know that I fully believe it, but we'll take him at face value. And it's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. You can call us up, 617-779-7937. Don't forget, you can be part of Jones and Keefe history at 11 sharp. Who said it? We'll be playing that. We're going to need contestants, so we'll give you details on how you can participate. Coming up later on this hour, we have an emergency key for madness at 12:45. Would You Rather Wednesday, also in the noontime hour. I will get to the Celtics next hour as well. Celtics Minute with Terp, who was at C's Media Day. I will respond to Perk ripping apart the Celtics.
Perk steaming.
So we'll do all that coming up. And we'll continue with our thoughts on what do you want the Patriots to do this weekend? How do you want them to perform? What would it take for Brissett to keep and or lose his job? I am rooting for them to get smoked. I hope they get smoked and Brissett plays poorly so that it ensures Drake May starting in week 5. That's what I'm personally rooting for. But I wonder if the maturity of Drake May is getting in the way. We referenced this briefly yesterday about Jaden Daniels versus Drake May. What's the difference between Daniels and May? Most people harped on Terry McLaurin, which is better than what the Patriots have, but I don't even know that McLaurin's a top 20 receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, that's like and that's so overboard too.
Yeah.
Right? Like you can only play they have Terry McLaurin. It's like name the next best guy.
Yeah.
Okay, there's nobody?
Yeah.
So, like, Noah, that's the difference? If you have Terry McLaurin, then he's starting right away?
Noah Brown or McCaffrey's brother. Like, those are the other weapons that they have. Noah Brown was on waivers.
And McCaffrey was drafted after Jalen Polk.
Yeah, he's a third-round pick.
Okay.
So, I don't think the weapons there are good. That's one thing we heard. McLaurin, again, better than anything
the
Pats have.
He's a good player.
Of course. Although he did nothing the first 2 weeks.
All right.
But I'll give you that. I'll also give you that Jaden Daniels is 24 years old. And he spent a ton of time in college, and he's probably the more mature of the two players. I'll grant you that. The Rodgers thing, I know it bothered Tom Curran. We talked to Curran about that yesterday. He was a little steamed about it after the game. And it wasn't the GOAT thing that bothers you, Keith.
Yeah, the GOAT
him
thing.
Him referring
bothers me.
To Aaron Rodgers as the GOAT. It wasn't that. He was a little too happy and a little too unaware after the loss. Like, unaware that, hey, there's 10-year veterans on this team that just lost. You don't need to be all happy-go-lucky, goofy, grinning ear to ear. And so is that something, not even just the example after the game, but his maturity, his lack of reps, his lack of experience, is that working against him getting into this job sooner than we hope?
It might be, but it shouldn't. And I also think the whole thing about like waiting for Aaron Rodgers, I think it's more of an old school mentality not to like it. Look at the NBA. Like, the NBA drives me nuts. And it doesn't mean these guys aren't out there competing against each other, but how many jersey swaps are there? How many like hugs and kisses before the game? At least Drake May waited until the game was over. And what, is he supposed to be down in the dumps because the Patriots lost the game? They're going to lose a lot of games. So he's just going to be miserable all year. Also, when you're not starting.
Okay, but you don't need to be miserable, but you can act a little miserable on the, like, save it for the tunnel.
Yeah, I guess. But I think it'd be worse pregame if he was doing hugs and kisses and all that stuff. Like, focus on the game, play the game. The game's over. You have an opportunity to go up and meet a guy that you've enjoyed watching your entire life. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I also think Drake May's lack of experience is also really overblown. And this was something that we talked about in the draft process, because Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix are kind of extreme cases. Like, they were both in college forever.
Right. COVID.
Multiple schools and started right away. Bo Nix's case started a million games. Might be like a record for games started. That's kind of the outlier. Most guys don't have that path to the NFL. the last time the Patriots started a rookie quarterback was Roy off the rip, and it was Mac Jones. It was like, oh, Mac Jones at Alabama for a long time. How many starts did he have? How many games did he start? How many seasons was he the starter?
Yeah, one plus year.
One.
Right? Yeah.
He took over for two at the end of one, so, you know, give him those starts. But he was the Alabama starter for one full season. Drake May was the starter at North Carolina for two seasons. He's young. Like, his birth certificate is young, but that's because he got there, played a few games like mop-up duty as a true freshman, and then sophomore and junior year, he was the starter. This isn't Anthony Richardson, or this isn't some of these other guys that barely played, and it's going all on potential. He had two full seasons, and he even followed up a year. He was awesome. Like, his sophomore year, he was probably better, and he was projected to be this high pick. Everybody was gunning for him. He didn't sneak up on anybody his junior year. Everybody knew he was a top pro prospect, and he started every game that year. So two full seasons of college, I feel like, is pretty good. Like, most guys don't go and start 5 years like Bo Nix. Like, that's crazy.
No, and I'll give you another example. That would be C.J. Stroud. Had 2 years as a starter at Ohio State. He was there for three, redshirted a year, and started 2 years.
Okay, like, it's the same thing.
So I agree. I do wonder if that's working against Drake May.
It could be. Like, we've heard that a lot.
And maybe the example after the game is one piece. I'm surprised Curran harped on that so much. I just wonder if he's hearing something. He didn't really go there yesterday when we asked him about it. But I wonder if he's heard things about, again, his maturity level. It's less about the experience on the playing field, but more about his maturity level and can he handle it. I personally don't care about that. I don't think it was the greatest look the other day, calling Aaron Rodgers the GOAT.
Yeah, that's weird.
And again, just maybe a lack of self-awareness after a loss, grinning ear to ear.
Yeah.
Can you sign my jersey, Mr. Rodgers?
Like, so, people don't have to like it, but I feel like it's just a part of sports. I mean, during the height of the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry, David Ortiz would be on second base hugging Robinson Cano.
Sure.
And we're like, wait, don't you guys hate each other? Right. Oh, no, you're best friends and you're going to have dinner every night while they're in town? Like,
well, fine, but they did it. Was it a good look?
No, it wasn't.
No,
but
I don't think so either.
But, like, were you going to sit David Ortiz or, like, are you not into it?
No,
like, you're not paying attention?
No, like, I agree with you on this. Like, you should play. This should
Drake
not prevent
should play no matter what.
Drake May from playing. I'm not saying that. I wonder if the Patriots feel that way. If that's one of the things working against them, I would play him.
But is that a more of an old school
look? I wouldn't say sit him down because of it, but I agree it's not a great look. And, yeah, it probably is a more old school thing.
That's what I'm wondering. And, like, so you, me, and Curran might look at it a little bit differently, but I wonder, and maybe Belichick would look at it differently. But, like, does Gerard Mayo even care about that?
Is Gerard Mayo in charge of it?
No, I don't know. No. But I'm saying, would he care about it? Like, it's up to him whether he wants to care about it or
not. I don't think Gerard Mayo really cares about it. Right. Is it his call? Does it bother Wolf?
Does it bother
Van Pelt?
But, like, my point is more, it's just, like, as the head coach, does Mayo pull May aside after the game and be like, hey, dude, like, we just played a game. Like, I bet he doesn't care. I bet he doesn't care at all. He's like, oh, you saw Aaron Rodgers? That's cool. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is great. Like, you know, like, I bet Mayo doesn't really care. And that's another one of the big differences between him and an old school coach.
So you can jump in on this. 617-779-7937. Is that working against Drake May? And is just Jacoby Brissett's last stand this weekend against the Niners? What does he have to do to keep his job? What does he have to do to lose his job? What are you rooting for? I want him to get smoked, and I'm not injured, but I want the Patriots to get smoked. I want him to play poorly. I want Drake May week five. What do you guys want? Mark in Medford, get us started today. Hello,
hey, Mark.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to say, minus 10.5 points for San Francisco, I will still take the 49ers, but my question is this. What if Debo and McCaffrey were in the lineup? Would the spread be like 16?
14, maybe.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it'd be higher.
If Purdy wasn't dinged up, he's dinged up. Yeah, it sounds like he's going to play. Kittle, I don't believe is going to play. I don't think he's been officially ruled out, but I don't think Kittle's going to play. Debo is not expected to play. McCaffrey was just in Germany getting his hamstring checked out.
He may never play again. Like, that's a horrible sign.
Great question by Mark. If all of those guys were playing, what would the spread be?
So the when good players go down, the spread never moves as much as I think it's going to.
Right.
I always think
quarterbacks can impact it a lot, but usually, you know.
I bet Debo McCaffrey is good for a couple points at least. I bet it'd be like 13.
13 and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're begging you to take those two touchdowns.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I smell a little bit of a rat.
But that's a good question. Like, it's not a full complement of 49ers.
All of those guys playing, I would take the Niners to womp on the Patriots this weekend and cover two touchdowns. The Niners really haven't been that good.
No.
They haven't.
No.
So, I don't know. Would I be a little tempted to take the points this weekend? Maybe. Just given the track record of upsets and, you know, large underdogs covering so far this year, maybe. but I'd be holding my nose while I do it. Let's go to Bob on the Cape. Hello, Bob.
Hey, the last Monday night's game, the point differential was 37 points. Now, do you think that will be higher or lower when Patriots go into San Fran?
I don't think they're going to lose. He's talking about the Jaguars-Bills game.
47-10.
I think.
Yeah, no, you're right. I was like, what the heck?
Well, there were two Monday night games. One was closer than that.
So will they keep it within 37 is his question?
Yes.
I'll say yes.
I'm going to say yes.
It's more of a Niners thing.
You go out on a limb.
Yeah, I'm going to say inside. If you want to do alternate line, I would say they cover the 37. That was really his question? Is it going to be closer than 37?
Yeah. What do you think you can push an alternate? Can you even do an alternate line that high?
I think. I mean, certain books may be a little bit different than
others. Depends where you shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.